Thank you, Reverend York. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Lord says, hold fast, hold fast, hold fast. Some secret is coming out into the open. Some kind of, I don't know why, I'm seeing something hidden, something secret is coming out into the open. The Lord says, don't look to the right, don't look to the left, don't let distractions, don't bite distractions, but keep your eyes on me. I don't know why I'm seeing some kind of a medical matter or medical treatment or something that you're going to find out about something, but the Lord says, long life, long life. I renew your strength. I renew your strength. And the Lord will say unto thee, woman of God, that this is a season where he says, watch yourself as well as your belongings. For this is a time where your creativity is going to be strong. This is a time where you're going to gain much. This is a time where you're going to begin even a new lifestyle. And you're going to see you're going to be doing more speaking, more teaching, and more writing. For the Lord says you're going into the next dimension. Now write. For the books shall come forth. The books, the manuals, the books is coming forth. For the Lord says, I protect thy home for something around your valuables. Guard them, make sure they're put away, keep them safe. Because the enemy is busy, and he wants to bring deception. But the Lord says, I will expose, and I will open up your spiritual eyes. So come away, my beloved, yea, saith the Lord, and know that I shall replenish thee. Oh, I shall restore unto thee, and I will bring you into a season of restitution. I will bring you into a season of resurrection. I will bring you into a season, oh Ahabashando, where I will touch you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and you will begin to see that newness shall all be around thee. Newness, 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 newness. Oh, you will be going off the island because you will be going into places, and you will teach, and you will lay hands, and you will bring healing. And as you bring healing to my people, you're going to see that you're going to come into a level of deeper healing. God says, prepare yourself in this season. Now, certain people are acting strange. Don't let them make you feel like it's you or what's going on. God says, you hold your head up high, for their intentions you will be made known unto thee. You stay committed to me and what I have called you to do, and you smile, 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 smile. And God says, you're going to let them go their own way. And operate in unconditional love. That even means family if it needs be. For the Lord says that as you put your trust in me and as you depend upon me, I will do a new thing in thee and I will raise thee up. For you will master some things in this season. Now, he says, anoint your body. Anoint your body for the next dimension. It's strange. I see you taking a trip to Israel. It's strange. I just heard that. Thank you, woman of God.
God bless you, Reverend York. I just hear God saying that this is the time that you're going to begin to see the fivefold blessing coming forth. I see a lot of changes around you. I see you turning around things in your environment, even speaking forth the word of God that will bring change. God says he's going to begin to elevate you, and as he elevates you, I see other people being drawn to you that will help you get to that next level and to accomplish some things that God wants you to accomplish. So God says, prepare yourself, young woman of God. I don't know if something's going on with a young woman, but God is going to begin to do some great works with you. So God says, prepare yourself, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Reverend York. I just heard the word of the Lord and seen a great explosion of confetti. God says the celebration is on its way for you to start preparing. I hear honoree. There's something really, really huge. You're going to be celebrated, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Reverend York. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, redirection. For Father God says he's redirecting thy path. He's redirecting thy mind and thy heart in this season. Father God says there's going to be favor in the family. Father God says he's letting some old things fall away concerning family in this season. I hear Father God says, don't look back, woman of God. Father God says, stay focused on the now. For Father God says he's giving you the strength to focus on the now and focus on the family. God says forgive in this season and forget. But Father God says you have a story to be told. God says write and journal in this season. But Father God says your journals will be your chapters, and your chapters going to be your book that you're going to publish. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord, and I want to thank you once again for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that you are setting yourself up for a breakthrough, and you're opening up doors of opportunities. Your commitment, your obedience is going to be the thing that's going to cause you to prosper. The Lord says, I'm bringing you into an area where you're going to have more control in your life. For the Lord says, he's touching your lifestyle, he's touching your home, he's touching your family and relationships, but also your work life. And you're going to see that your hard work and your perseverance is going to pay off in a big way, because God said, I send forth increase even in your bank account. Do not worry about things that are out of your control. Let go and let God. And yeah, you're going to begin to find that you're going to come into a season of a deeper understanding of every situation that you've gone through. And you're going to take those great pains, and you're going to begin to get great lessons out of what you've gone through. For the Lord says, you're going to discover some great hidden talents that God has placed inside of thee. Yes, there is an artist in you. Yes, there's such creativity inside of thee. Yes, and God will raise it to the next level. And you're going to see that the Lord says that you're going to shine in all that you do, even concerning career matters. And you're going to begin to see that you're going to begin to make a name for yourself. And God says, prepare, because a healthy raise, a big raise, or a promotion is on the way. You might even receive some kind of a bonus or reward for your dedication to your duty. For the Lord says, if you're thinking of changing or making a change to your job, for the Lord says, this is a season for you to begin to send out the resumes. For the Lord says, I'm going to bless thee, and I'm going to increase thee. For the Spirit further says, power, power, power shall be your portion, and power shall bring new blessings and new opportunities. Seems like family and your home environment has been on your mind, but the Lord says there's a move of the Spirit. The tithe is turning, and a fresh wind shall blow into your household. The Lord says, get rid of old patterns that no longer serve you. Let them go and move forward. For the Lord says that he's lifting thee up, and he's going to move you into a new direction. For the Lord says that you shall not fear, but you shall move into great faith. And you're going to step out of your current situation into a new phase in your life. And you're going to receive some real favorable opportunities. The Lord says begin to clear up issues and situations that have held you back and kept you stuck in the past. Do not limit yourself, because you're going to see expansion, favor, and recognition. And I will move even into your career area, and you will touch many, many, many people as you delve deep into the Spirit. Now, I want you to begin to move in faith and get a miracle seed in the ground of 55:11, according to Isaiah 55. Get your seed in the ground by calling the ministry or going directly to the website. God bless you. Peace and many blessings.